This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and you know, listening and being involved and getting engaged. Something caught me off guard when we first started. I'm looking up at the TV set. And this weight thing with President Trump, it's like breaking news for these people, right? It's all about, are they shaming him? Are they fat shaming President Trump? Because that's kind of what it feels like. I mean, can you imagine if you made fun of Mrs. Clinton's weight, right? Or something to do with Mr. Obama? I mean, yesterday, Juan Williams, when somebody brought up the fact that Mr. Obama smoked, he was like, oh, geez. Well, why? Why is it okay to bring up President Trump's eating habits, but not bring up the fact that President Obama smoked? That's why I said it's not equality they want. It's control. They want to totally control the narrative. They want to totally control the verbiage and how we approach things and how we talk about this stuff. Just crazy. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And you know what? Give me your email address. If you haven't already, give me your email address. And every week, we send out an email to let you know who's on, what we're talking about, right? All of that. It gives you an idea as to when you want to tune in, who you want to listen to, when you don't want to tune in. It's all up to you. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, seriously. You know, everybody was all worried about Senator Flake's speech that was going to happen today. But I got to tell you something. It's exactly what I said it was. No, seriously, I'm not joking. It's exactly what I said it was. I said it was going to be a joke, right? I mean, the man hates Trump to begin with. So why would you listen to someone who didn't like... You're going to listen to somebody talk about me who couldn't stand me. And there's a lot of them out there. Don't worry about it. Now, he came under fire earlier today for an astonishing attack on President Trump. He accused Trump of using Stalinistic language and promoting global instability with his criticism of the media. No, see, here's the thing about the media that bothers me. Because some of you on the left think he's just trying to stifle media. He's not. He wants media to step up and do the right thing. Speak the truth, tell the truth, stop with the fake news. I mean, seriously, think about it. And when you think about this stuff, you think about... some of the stories at CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all of them have come out with, and we find out later on. Look what they're stuck on. We've got issues with China. We've got issues with North Korea, right? Russia's still an issue. Syria's still an issue. ISIS still an issue. And what are they concerned about? How fat the president is. That's news for them. How many Cokes did he? And now they're questioning whether the doctor's telling the truth about his weight. I mean, come on, seriously? Seriously, this is what these guys want to talk about. And then Flake gets up there and starts talking about how the president uses Stalinistic language. Are we serious? The president's just simply trying to pull the country together. And Stalinistic language, when you describe someone as Hitler or Stalin, you're talking about tens of millions of people that have been wiped out. You're talking about somebody who was a dictator who didn't care about anyone else, did whatever they wanted to do. And I'll tell you what, you're not going to like this. Too bad. Deal with it. You want to talk about dictatorial rule? Look at how Mr. Obama ruled. Yeah, you heard me. Ruled. You talk about flip-flops. Look how many times he flip-flopped. Let's talk about DACA and a few other things where he actually came out and said, I cannot do this. So in one breath, maybe when his meds were working properly, he came out and said, I don't have the authority, I don't have the power to do this. And then months later, he comes out and says, you know what, I'm going to do this. I can do it by executive order. Well, you know, no, he can't. So if you can do it by executive order, then President Trump should be able to undo it by executive order, right? But no, they say that's wrong, too. The Dems kind of believe that if a Democrat does an executive order, if a Democrat president does an executive order, it's there for life. It's in cement. It becomes part of the Constitution in some way, shape, manner, or form. But if a Republican does something, no, it doesn't work that way. This is why I said it. It's definitely a double standard where they feel like they're all right and we're all wrong all the time. Flake's speech, a great name for him, don't you think? Hinted of a dark future for America and warned that if we compromise truth for the sake of our politics, we're lost, right? Because that's exactly what the Republicans are doing with Trump in office. Because the Dems never did that. The Dems never backed up their people. You know, they're like Borg drones, for God's sakes, up there in the legislature. They get behind their people. They are one big movement. They're just moving together. They never stop. It's quite scary, actually, if you watch them. Hey, in the next, after the break, a while back, I did an interview with Nikita Vladimirov from the Campus Reform. Russian-born, came here. He's got some stories you want to hear. Seriously. I mean, all you guys out there who think that we're better off with socialism / communism, you know, because neither one of them has ever been executed properly, and that's why it doesn't work. Don't you know that? What's wrong with you people? Anyhow, so he'll be on with me, and we'll be talking about some of the things going on college campuses, but not only that, not just what's going on college campuses, but what we're not doing to fix it. How you conservatives, you know, running around screaming about, you know, we need to get back to this, we need to get back to that. What are you doing about it? Are you getting off of Facebook and going out to the college campuses, going out to school board meetings, going out to whatever meetings to fix it and make it work? Or are you just complaining about it? I'd love to know. Head up to the website, realside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. If you're on Facebook, smarter than I, people than I are up in that chat room, or what do they call it? They call it a Facebook feed, so you want to talk to them. Or if you want to head over to my website, therealside.com, they also have a chat room from my day. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Pacific Justice Institute. This is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Are you an attorney with a passion for defending religious freedom? Are you looking for a new and influential way to use your skills in the new year? At Pacific Justice Institute, we have a network of attorneys who tirelessly work to defend those whose religious liberties are at stake. This network of affiliate attorneys makes PGI unique and provides the ability to take on cases around the nation. Hey, if you're an attorney who desires to make a difference for religious freedom and family values, we invite you to join our team. You can find out more about PGI and how to become an affiliate attorney on our website, pacificjustice.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Billet. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Please answer the question.
That's right. You don't get much more American than Charlie Daniels.
Seriously, how can you not? How can you? You know, when you think of Americanism, as you know, what do they say? Apple pie, mom, and Charlie Daniels, right? Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. Yeah, the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things going on up there on the website. It's a real number. Also, if you want to head over to Facebook, we have a Facebook Live feed going on where smarter people than I are conversing there as well. So if you want to get informed. Also, if you head up to the website, you want to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the labels that the left has given us over the years. The group that says they don't want to do labels, but all the labels they've given a guy like me, and you're going to find out they don't mean anything. They're not real. It's the same old garbage they keep throwing at us, and you guys buy, well, some of you, I won't say all of you, some of you buy it. and it doesn't make any sense. Let me bring on my next guest, because I've been looking forward to this interview for about a week or so, and I always enjoy when we have people that originate, that come from other countries and come here legally and properly because they want to be here. They want to be part of the, I'm going to call it the American experiment, the American, just being an American, period. So I've asked Nikita, now if I massacre this, you can beat me up, Nikita Vladimirov to join me today. He's an investigative reporter for Campus. How did I do? Get a B plus at least? What do you think?
B plus is good, yeah.
All right, good.
I'll
after a couple of times, I'll get that R in there. Russians roll their R's, right? Vladimirov. So, yeah, there you go. So do Italians. It works out well. So you're an investigative reporter for Campus Reform, but you have a Russian connection, right? Because you were originally born in Russia, were you not?
That is correct. I was originally born in Russia, up in the north, Murmansk, very cold, the base of the northern fleet there in Russia. And I moved here when I was 12 years old. Go ahead.
Well, no, you came here at 12, and we were talking during the break, and you said you actually came here for a spring break. I mean, what's spring break from your school, obviously. You came into Texas. Why Texas?
Yes. You know, Texas, I just always was fascinated by Texas, and I think that was kind of like the first state that we wanted to check out, because you always see these Hollywood movies about Texas being represented, this cowboy culture and the freedom and the liberty that is associated with that. So I think that was sort of the first choice.
And you got into Houston, you looked around and go, where are the horses, right? Texas is very, very different depending on where you're at. But yes, very, very American. It was probably, it had to be a bit of a culture shock for you, you know?
It was a big-time culture shock. Well, first of all, I was surprised that Texas had islands, because we moved to Galveston, Texas. And I thought to myself, now, Texas is supposed to be a desert with cactuses and everything that comes along with that. But here was an island with palm trees and sand. And I said, wow, this is like a little piece of paradise hidden within the desert. So I really enjoyed it.
So you came with your mom, and you were here for, I don't know how long, a week or two maybe or what have you. And you decided at 12 years old, you looked around and go, hey, this is a nice place to hang out. Why don't we move here?
Yeah, it's precisely the case. I just fell in love with the people. First of all, Americans are very friendly, particularly in the South. I didn't know anything at the time about, the stereotypes when it comes to people in New York and Boston and whatnot. But just the friendliness of people who always came and said, hi, how are you doing? Of course, I didn't understand English at the time. So to me, it was, gibberish. But at least, they smiled. They made eye contact. I thought that was very nice. So I fell in love with the people and fell in love with the area and Texas in general. And I said, Mom, how about we maybe find a way to get me to school here? And the rest is history.
Well, Nikita, I think you might be blowing that story up a little bit, because we hear how much Texans hate, they hate foreigners. You know what I'm saying? They don't want you in their state. They want you gone. They won't talk to you. That kind of stuff. But you didn't find that, huh? Not with those Americans, those true Americans.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, people were very interested about where I'm from. Of course, nowadays you hear all the time about how it's racist to actually ask people where you're actually from. I enjoy telling that story and how I came from Russia and how much Texas was warmer and much more pleasant to live in than Siberia. And it didn't offend me at all. Of course, this was baffling to me. What's happening on college campuses to where you can't even ask that question to foreigners anymore.
Well, you still have a bit of an accent. So if somebody says to you, Nikita, it doesn't, forget your name for a second, but doesn't sound like you might have been born here in Texas. You don't have that twang going on. Where are you from? I mean, do you fall to the ground and take the fetal position and just do a meltdown, or do you feel good about the fact that you could tell your story?
Yeah, I mean, I start tearing up, and I have a napkin nearby that I always keep to wipe my tears away. But no, I enjoy telling the story, because different perspectives should be valued. It's always interesting to me to hear what people from China, from Turkey, my various friends from Uzbekistan. I mean, it's just interesting, because it exposes you to various perspectives that you have not been exposed to previously. I mean, and that is the essence, in my view, of learning and of education.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and you shut it right down when you can't ask people questions who look different, are different, to obviously come from different places, and they immediately, it's funny how they're supposed to be the optimists, right? And yet, when I ask somebody who speaks differently, looks differently, what have you, where they're from, I'm curious. I'm not looking to put them down. I'm not looking to remind them that they're not from here. I'm looking to ask them, hey, I've never been to so-and-so, or I hear this about the area that you grew up in. Tell me more. Tell me if that's true. Is that really something that I should be concerned with? Now, you obviously have been going to school. You were 12 years old. Do you have any memories of what school was like as far as, the difference between being here in America and going to school in Russia? What you were able to do, not able to do, what you had for resources and that kind of thing?
Very different. And the biggest culture shock was, in fact, when I went to school here in the United States and I thought how different it was. Here the schools, at least in Texas, I mean, I can't speak for the rest of the country because I don't really know what the schools are like up north. But in Texas, they were fairly new. There was carpeting, which is weird. You know, in Russia you have bare, cold floors. And I thought, this school has carpet on it. What's going on here? A lot more lenient in general, which has its ups and downs. I mean, you can have negatives and positives about that. In Russia, you still had educators who were older, who kind of came from that background of being a very hardcore Soviet educator. And so students were drilled to where they had to sit straight, only raise their hand with their elbows, you know, touching the desk at a 90-degree angle. I mean, it was intense. It was hardcore. It was like going to a military school for kids. And again, it has its positives and negatives.
Sure.
Because at the same time, it teaches you discipline. But on the other hand, it's far too suppressive. And you get the trace of, you know, suppressing individuality in favor of the common collective, which, of course, is the heritage of the Soviet Union.
I like that. You all become Borg, basically, is what ends up happening, right? I mean, just, and I think people don't realize, you know, again, you see these young, we'll hit this on the other side of the break. You hear these young people who actually believe they've been taught that communism is the way to go because, you know, everybody suffers equally. But no, everybody is equal, and they all get a chance at an education and a nice place to live. I mean, they really believe this stuff. You lived it. You were there. Your mom, I would imagine, talked to you over the years about the differences. But again, we'll hit that on the other side of the break, and I do appreciate you being here. Hey, don't go far. For those of you who believe in communism, believe that Russia is a great place to be. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
You don't have to stand up. You can sit down.
I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
You know, you guys don't realize sometimes, you don't listen to the words, you like the music, it's country, it's nice, and, but that's not what it's all about, people. Would you do what our founding fathers did? Would you die for this country? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real site on GCN Live, that's the Genesis Communication Network. For stations and times, you can check out the website, therealside.com. Always appreciate the time you spend. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one. I'd like to believe it shows what a high IQ of the listeners I have is, but, you know, you never know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the live chat room. Lots happening there. And up on Facebook. I want to get right back to my guest because I don't want to waste his time. I'm enjoying the conversation we're having with him. Nikita Vladimirov. Pretty good, huh?
There you go.
I know.
There you go.
Like the third time I said it. Pretty darn good. He's an investigative reporter for Campus Reform. You've been, I know it's not the PC thing to do, but we don't do anything PC around here. You became a citizen at 19 years old. And how old are you now?
I'm 23, so I actually became a citizen when I was 22.
Oh, 22. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, right. Last November. You see, I told you I'd screw it up. Right, at least I'm
no,
consistent.
No,
right, so no, he. But you had a green card for years, you came here because now I would imagine you came here like a lot of others came here because you want to take advantage of government programs. You want to get on welfare as soon as you could. I mean, that's why you came here, right?
Well, if I really wanted to do that, I should have just stayed in Russia. So no, not necessarily.
Yeah,
I came mainly for an opposite reason. I mean, I came for economic freedom, for freedom of thoughts, freedom from political persecution, all of these things. Unfortunately, in Russia are coming back. There was a period of time when Russia was a place that was on its road to recovery. At least there were some promising signs, but unfortunately, Vladimir Putin took over and solidified his grip on power. Many of these things that you saw during the Soviet Union were in fact solidified, and they stayed in place. So, yeah. That's unfortunate for many of my
Now, come on. That's just propaganda. You know, the conservatives, I'm sure Campus Reform is paying you big bucks to say all that because, you know, Russia's a great place. Everybody, you know, you see them interview these kids on college campuses. I'm sure you've done the same thing when it comes to socialism or communism. And, you know, it's a great thing because everybody is treated equally, right? You all get apartments. You get places to live. You all have jobs. You all have food. The government takes care of you, don't they?
Yes, absolutely they do. They also give you a right to health care, which, of course, ends up just being a right to try to get health care, more of a permit to try to hunt for some sort of health care that you can get. And then in the end, of course, you end up just waiting in line for years. This happened to two of my grandmothers, actually. One of them is very sick right now, and the other one just couldn't find the healthcare in time. She was scheduled an appointment that took way longer than it should have. She waited for months before she finally just got a regular checkup and an appointment, only to, well, unfortunately, not get the care that she needed in time to save her life. And trying to. That's okay, but unfortunately, you know, this is the sort of thing that happens all the time in Russia, and I hear this from my friends and other family members who are experiencing a similar tragedy, and for them, this is an everyday life. Unfortunately,
right.
You know, you say this to Americans, and they simply don't believe that such a thing can happen under socialism.
No, because they care so much about their people. Can you go back there? I mean, now that you're an American citizen, could you go back to visit family? Is it tougher for you now, or is it just not going to happen?
No, I can't go back for several reasons. One of the reasons is because they have a mandatory military draft, and I have absolutely no intention of invading neighboring countries and going to fight for Russia and invade Ukraine and perhaps Georgia or whatever other countries on the periphery of Vladimir Putin. That is one reason, and the second reason is because my writing is being monitored by the Russian government. Vladimirov is actually my pen name, and I didn't write under my real name for that reason, because my grandfather called me one fine afternoon and said that your biological father was questioned about your political beliefs, and so that is a big no-no. I can't go back there.
Wow. Well, see, and people don't really, you know, it's really funny how they use it when they want to, right? They use the negative stuff in Russia when they want to, you know, as it pertains to Trump. But then when it comes to other things, you know, well, Russia does this for their people. And our professors on these college campuses are telling these young kids, these young moldable minds, how great socialism and communism is. You're hearing it there firsthand, aren't you?
Absolutely. We see this sort of thing all the time at the Leadership Institute's Campus Reform. For example, in July, there was a conference called Socialism 2017, where over 1,500 professors, students, and activists gathered to basically gathered in this conference to build the left and then fight the right from a Marxist perspective. So this sort of thing is only gaining steam. And, of course, now you have Bernie Sanders, who's a very popular politician among millennials, who advances this notion of democratic socialism as if this is some sort of a new invention. And I keep on telling my fellow Americans here who are not aware, this is actually a term that was used by other socialist countries. As a matter of fact, in the Soviet Constitution of 1977, the word democratic appears over seven times and not in a negative context. So this is not new. It has been invented by other Marxists and socialists beforehand. And I don't think that Americans should be that easily deceived by this little rhetorical play.
But it's not uncommon to have young people, and I'm not beating on young people as a whole, but it is not uncommon for young people to believe in something or promote something that they have no clue as to what it is. You know, when you talk about there was an article, and I'm not sure if it was on Campus Reform, but there was an article we talked about the other night where young people, millennials especially, were more than happy, or said they would be more than happy to wait in line if it meant that everybody was treated equally. And I'm going, do you understand that right now you go to the supermarket, yeah, you stand in a fairly short line. I think that's what they're equating it to. You stand in a very short line to get a 24-pack of toilet paper for a reasonable price. However, in Russia and Venezuela or what have you, you may stand in line for 2 or 3 hours and you get 2 rolls for the week, right?
Absolutely right. And don't get me wrong, there are policies that allow you to sort of skip the line. So, for example, in Russia, there is a way to prioritize the younger population. And the older population, of course, doesn't get treated in time because they have to wait in line. But the younger population gets treated first. And then there is this myth that accompanies that policy. And the myth is that for some reason, the quality of healthcare is better for younger people. And this isn't so. And I will tell you a personal story that happened to me when I was about 6 years old. So this was closer to 2000, and this was not 1960s or 1970s.
Right.
And I was supposed to get a very basic operation to remove my glands, the tonsils from my throat. In the United States, it's a very simple procedure. You go under, you go under anesthesia, you wake up, everything is fine. Well, we went to this clinic. There were about 30 other kids of my age. And guess what? They operated on all of us without any anesthesia whatsoever because there was a medical shortage. It was the most painful experience in my life. They chained us to metal chairs that were bolted into the ground. They covered our eyes so we couldn't see what was going on. And the next thing you know, you have 3-4 metal tools cutting away at your throat while you're still awake. Nothing to even numb your throat in any way, shape, or form. There is your right to health care, ladies and gentlemen. It is, but you got to skip the line, right? One positive.
Oh, my God. And, well, hey, you got your tonsils out, right? I mean... See, and they won't, you know, they don't believe this barbarism goes on, and it's like they don't care about you. Why would they care about you? There's tens of millions of other people that they can get to do their bidding for them. And frankly, if they thin out the herd a bit, that's less people they have to take care of. You know, when you talk about, let's move on to Venezuela because I want to get through this with you too. You know, Venezuela is being characterized as, you know, a perversion of socialism rather than really what's happening down there. What people don't realize is that kind of socialism, not that kind of socialism leads to exactly what's going on down there, right?
Absolutely. I mean, when you take a look at Venezuela, it's the same type of statist policies that have caused the economic crisis in Russia. What you have is an effect of that. Of course, Bolivar is now worth less than virtual video game currency. And you have earlier this year a study that revealed that Venezuela lost on average around 19 pounds, if my memory serves me correctly. In 2016, just in 1 year, the entire population on average lost 19 pounds. It is absolutely insane. And this is what happens, of course, when you have the state that continues to go in and nationalize industry after industry. As far as Venezuela is concerned, there's some positive signs because at least there's some way to smuggle some goods into that country, unlike the Iron Curtain and Soviet Union.
But, no, I like the fact that you turned that into a positive thing, that there was a way to smuggle food into people.
I'm a natural optimist.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Under socialism, you should have to smuggle anything in, right? They have everything they need, but we'll hit that on the other side of the break, seriously, because that is funny. They just don't get it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill?
Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. That would be the theme song, the new national anthem for Venezuela. Yeah, I mean, when you see what's truly going on down there, when you see really what's happening, not the stuff that they're allowing, the pictures that they're allowing out, the cameras, you know, that they're allowing in or what have you. No, when you really see what people are going on, their mothers are giving their kids, their babies, their infants, they're giving them donkey milk because they can't produce the milk themselves. And the reason the mothers can't produce milk themselves is because they're not getting the food, the liquid, the nutrition that they need to produce for their young kids. So those of you who want socialism, feel free to go to Venezuela. There's a group of us that actually put money together to get you a bus to go down there with.
So, but see, I haven't been part of socialism, but we know people who have. We know people that have been involved in it, and I'm just thoroughly, thoroughly concerned that our young people really don't understand what's going on. So I've asked Nikita Vladimirov to join me. He's an investigative reporter for Campus Reform. Originally born in Russia, became an American citizen just last November. But first of all, Nikita, thanks for joining me. Secondly, you may have become a citizen last November, but you had been actively living and involved in America, in the U.S. before that, correct?
Correct. Yes, although I became an American officially in November, I felt like an American for a very long time beforehand. I read the Federalist Papers religiously when I was in high school, and all my teachers thought, what are you doing? This is not something you should be reading at this point. But no, I absolutely love the idea of America and the founding of America, the idea of individualism and liberty and the American dream upon which this country was based. So,
What are you taught about America? And you know, you don't spend a whole bunch of time on it, but what are you taught about America, Americans, and the American dream in Russia?
It was very romanticized. I mean, all we knew about America at the time was basically what we saw in Hollywood movies. So I had no idea what to expect. I was coming in with a very open mind. And very quickly after I came to this country, I realized the difference between Russia and the United States.
Yeah, and they're probably telling you and teaching you that, you know, Mother Russia, that they are the best thing for you, that they will take care of you the best. You know, they care about you and care for you more than anybody else, I would imagine. Again, I don't know, because we don't see movies that come out of there, so.
Well, yes, I mean, that is certainly the truth now. It was a lot more intense when it was under the Soviet Union. I mean, my mom told me stories about how America was just characterized as this country where everyone is dying from hunger in the gutters. I mean, the propaganda level was that intense to where people were just lied to about what America was all about. It was a little less that way whenever we had freedom of information, obviously, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, but it's still somewhat prevalent.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Putin is just, you know, doing everything he can to plug some holes and make sure not everything comes out. But even so, the pictures that we get from Russia, when we see how people are living, most of the pictures or even the clips that we get, it just looks like a busy New York City in most cases. You know what I'm saying? At least that's what it
right.
look.
Russia is very diverse, so you have two cities that are really thriving, which is St. Petersburg, which is where I'm from, and Moscow, and that's where all the businesses are coming in and things like that. I mean, don't get me wrong, capitalism is somewhat growing in Russia after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Russia is not officially communist anymore, and I say officially, of course, because a lot of the policies, such as the universal healthcare system, survived the collapse of the Soviet Union and is likely to stay for a very long time. But there's other parts of Russia that you don't see. You're absolutely right. Smaller towns and cities that are in Siberia, that are on the other coast, that are not doing very well. They're very much underdeveloped, and you will likely never see those on television.
Oh, no. No, no. So, you know, one of your comments you make is instead of teaching classes about white privilege, maybe colleges and universities should prioritize teaching economics and the study of history and how socialism went. Yeah, this is like fantasy land, right? This is something you expect to see at Disneyland because you're not going to find it in college campuses across this country. You know, these professors have been pushing communism / socialism and how great places like Venezuela are, Bernie Sanders being one of them, thought we should take on the Venezuela model. You're not going to get this on. You really believe you can get this on college campuses?
Well, I surely hope that that's the case. Matter of fact, latest political science research shows that Generation Z, which is the generation that follows millennials, is likely to value economic freedom more than the millennials. So that's a promising sign. Of course, we don't know what's actually going to happen. They're just now getting into college, that, you know, the next generational wave. So we'll only be able to see where they lean in a couple of years. And given that they are the main customers of universities, maybe they'll be able to change something. And I certainly hope that they will.
You know, and again, as I said, you're one heck of an optimist, my friend, because I look at this stuff and I constantly get on my conservative friends who are educators, who are professors. Look, if we don't take our rightful place in education, who's laying the foundation? you know, we've got these liberal, far left liberal professors that are laying things down, as you say here. You know, look at how they portray socialism. Look how they portray communism. They're okay with the Nazi flag, all right, but not the communist flag runs arm in arm with SEIU at parades. Are they serious? I mean, the communist flag, under the communist flag, hundreds of millions of people have been killed. So it's amazing to me how they let that go by. And your young people don't even know that, do they?
No, they don't. One historical point I would like to make is that this is the same sort of approach that was in the academia during the Soviet Union. Whenever the first reports of atrocities under the gulags and the prison camps were coming in, when millions of people were basically imprisoned for no reason, just to compensate for the economic deficiencies of communism and Russia, or just for political reasons, of course. The first reports were coming in, and the media was largely ignoring it. There were skeptics who said, oh, maybe this wasn't the real socialism. It was exactly the same treatment of atrocities that were committed in the Soviet Union, as you see now with Venezuela. And one of the reasons was because at that time, Marxism was such a hip, such a popular thing among academics. So very much so, academia actually can drive not only what happens in your classroom, but also national discourse, because, you know, journalists, they do look to professors as some sort of, you know, wizards of wisdom. And when those professors are all on one side, particularly on the Marxist left, it's very difficult to actually frame the discourse in any other way.
You know, what's really funny is most people that immigrate here and become American citizens are very conservative. Most people who do it legally in the right way and come here for the right reasons, I'll put it that way. So it's interesting that in your case, when you're on campus, when you're talking to professors, when you're talking to other students, are they disgusted that you're so conservative? Are they curious as to why you would be so conservative? Or do they just blow it off, you know, you're just whacked and there's nothing they can do about it?
Well, I was not very popular in university, let's just put it that way. I just think, I'm not really sure why that would be the case. Certainly if a foreigner told me a different political opinion, I wouldn't immediately shut it down or try to understand why they think the way they do. But college students tend to be more closed-minded than some people think, at least most college students today. Again, I hope for a better and a brighter future, but you never know what's going to happen.
But I think most of that comes because they so trust their professors. They so trust that experience. They want to be perceived as, you know, having a large IQ, a brain IQ. I don't know. I mean, they want to be accepted. They want to fit in. And they're taking what their professors say as gospel truth, which is why I always tell people, you know, you got to take your rightful place in education. You got to pay attention to what your kids are learning, not just in college, junior high, high school, you know, and going into college, because the influence by those people, the influence by all those people that are with your children 6, 8, 10 hours a day is much stronger than you being with them a few hours every night. So it is amazing to me. If I had the, for the 15 millennials that are listening to the show, seriously, I mean, if you're sitting here and you had a microphone to be able to say, okay, look, you guys got to understand something. Well, what would you say to millennials? What would you say to them to try to get them to open their mind to at least explore or investigate the other side of these issues?
I would say that the most beautiful and the most poetic and amazing thing that you can do while you are a student is to actually expose yourself to an opposing perspective, not seek shelter in this false comfort of consensus, but to actually explore the contrarian opinion to its full magnitude. I would certainly advocate, if anything, just to listen and just to open your mind. You'd be very surprised about the beautiful collision of truth and falsehood. I mean, even if you are completely sure of a certain position, it's always good to test your primary assumptions against someone who is challenging your views. And I would also probably quote Montague, because Montague is my favorite political philosopher, who is highly intellectual and highly influential, rather, when it comes to the founding of America, who said the following thing about poverty. He said there are two types of poor people, those whom the harshness of government has rendered such, and these are hardly capable of any virtue, for their poverty is part of their servitude. And others are only poor for having disdained or not known the commodities of life, and these are capable of achieving great things, for their poverty is part of their liberty. And so I tell my fellow compatriots here in the United States, I say, choose whichever poverty, whichever country and system you want to live in. One, that keeps you perpetually poor because you are, in essence, a servant of the government. And the other, that gives you the liberty and opportunity, yes, sometimes to fail, but to have this framework to succeed and to recover from your own mistakes.
You know, and I tell people all the time, they're not flocking to Russia. They're flocking to the U.S. Quickly, Nikita, tell people where they can find your writings and find out more about you.
Well, I write for a wonderful publication, Campus Reform. We do a lot of investigative research when it comes to colleges and universities, specifically uncovering bias. So you can read my work at campusreform.org.
Well, I appreciate your time with me. We'll have you back on. For the rest of you, don't go far. We got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Seriously, don't run away because I know where you live. You know what I'm saying?
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?